Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Monday, July 6th. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
How's everybody? Okay, I'm waiting for an answer. You know, sometimes you wonder, will they answer if you ask them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that require a call-in?
Two-way radios, maybe.
I guess.
Maybe one day it will happen. Who knows?
That we get a call-in?
Well, listeners will be able to just talk back to us.
Oh.
Yeah. So a big weekend. We had a holiday weekend, 3 days.
Yeah.
And it was a big holiday for me, too. A big point because July 4th of 1976 is when I arrived in this country.
Oh, wow.
When I was 16 years old. So that makes it 39 years. And that's a long time.
Happy 39th anniversary.
Thank you. People told me when I left, I don't give you more than a year or two at most.
Why?
Because they didn't think I could make it. I mean, look, you leave at 16. It's not easy.
Right.
You know, and I left without my family. They sent me here first.
Yeah.
I stayed with some relatives and stuff. So, people thought I would miss home and all that stuff, which I did. But I was determined to make it work. My dad made sure that I wanted to. And so things worked out for the best, you know. And, of course, proud to be here, proud to celebrate 4th of July. The interesting thing was they had the year I came here, 76, that was the bicentennial, which means 200 years for America. And it was a big, big year. And I was privileged to come here, you know. Amazingly, also, the day I left was a day, I don't know if you recall, well, this was, I don't know, when were you born? In 84, right. So this happened before. But you probably know of the raid on Entebbe and stuff when they that was in Uganda and terrorists hijacked the plane and they landed in Africa. They separated the Jews and the Israelis from the rest of the people and they were going to murder all of them. So the big thing is that Israel put together a secret plan quickly. They flew planes down there and they had a replica of Idi Amin's Mercedes, who was the leader of Uganda at the time, a freak. So they unloaded a Mercedes just like him, and the terrorists thought he was approaching or something. In the meantime, it was like commandos that made like a spectacular raid, released everybody and brought them back all in one piece. Except there were a couple of casualties. One was Netanyahu's his brother, who is the prime minister of Israel now. So that was like a big deal. And I remember it well because I left in the evening that day and all those hostages arrived in the morning at the airport. So the airport was like all full of commotion and everything. And it was like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that. And that was 200 years for America. Yeah, we were a little more innocent then. You know, but it's a different world now. And I was glad to be celebrating my 39th 4th of July here.
What did you do to celebrate?
I was afraid you'd ask me that. Not much, Jen. You know me, right? Either I try to catch up on some sleep or... Well, at least I have Uber now to get out of the house a little bit. But no, really. I mean, you know, we got together with family and stuff and friends and all that. I didn't really get to go to the beach. I did go as an Uber driver to the beach, and I cursed every moment that I left that day, left home that day, because I ended up in Venice/Marina del Rey, and the traffic there was just stalled. You're barely moving. And I was supposed to take this woman like 2 miles
yeah.
on Pacific Avenue. Forget about it. So finally we get to where we need to go or close to it, and they closed off all the streets. And then I figured out it's probably for the fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, that was 4th of July. And I told the passenger, I said, sorry, you know, I can't take you where you want to go. You know, I'll take you anywhere, but I can't, you know, she's like, turn here. I'm like, this is against the law. There's a sign that says don't turn here.
Yeah.
So, but luckily, thanks to Waze, the popular GPS, once I dropped her off, got me out of there in no time. Now, my question is, why would people do this? I mean, why do you go where there's so many people? You know, you're probably not going to find parking. You know, there's places where they have fireworks where it's not so bad. You know,
do they?
But, yeah,
where?
I think so. Well, I was actually called to one up in the hills, Beverly Hills here on the hills. And there were a lot of people there, but they were like on the side of the road. And, you know, yeah, there were a lot of cars, but you could stand there and watch the fireworks and stuff. So, and there's other places too, but, you know, look, I understand not everybody's like me. You know, some people don't care about this stuff.
Yeah.
And I really had to play real patient because I had a passenger in the car. Otherwise, I probably would have gotten a little irritated. But so that's that as far as Uber, and I... spent some time with my parents and stuff. And, you know, that's it. You know, the kids weren't around. My son was in Vegas. My daughter was busy. So, you see, Jen, this is what you can expect. Well, maybe not you, but if you're a twice divorced man, your kids are grown, you work a lot, then that's what your life looks like. Not a lot of excitement. And on top of all this, I promised this woman I'd call her from Tinder. Never did. I probably lost out on her, too. Jen is like, inside, she's shaking her head. Going, I can't believe this. Well, I know you take more action on these Tinder things, so that's good. But you know what I read? I read that only 5% of the people that meet online actually... settle down for good. They said like 5% of all the people that meet online on those apps actually either get married or end up living together or something. Now, that's not a big odds there.
No.
Huh?
I mean, it's like I don't even have to say anything. You just know what I'm thinking. If you're going to look at it like that, it's not going to happen for you.
Yeah.
You're already saying, well, it obviously doesn't work. It only works for 5% of the people, and that's a low statistic, so I'm not even going to do it.
No. That's not it at all. I mean, look, my second wife I met online, and that was like 10 years ago when many people still had some stigma about it, about online dating. So, no, I was early on in the game, but I think I have to agree with you. I maybe don't want it bad enough, and I don't make the time.
Right.
And that's the bottom line.
Yes.
Right. So Lauren was here on Thursday. We had a lot of fun.
Yes, we did.
She's always a lot of fun. And so you guys probably did a lot over the weekend.
She went out of town.
Oh, she did. That's right. She said she was going to. She went back home to the Bay Area.
She went to actually Lake Tahoe.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool there.
Yeah. So that's what she did.
Yeah. Okay, so she spent the whole weekend there.
She's getting back tonight.
Right. But thank goodness you have a lot of other friends you can spend time with.
Thank you.
Cool. So any pool parties or anything?
Yep, I went to a friend's pool party on Friday, and then I was bouncing around different parties on Saturday with friends. Mm. And then yesterday I just relaxed all day and hung out and got some work done. Yeah. And then I went on a date last night.
Ah, wow. Listen to you. I was going to ask you, those pool parties. It seems like, look, younger people have more fun, period. You know, I don't care what anybody says. Maybe it's me also. Maybe, you know, it's hard for me. Or maybe I don't do as much. But, you know, driving Uber and stuff around, you see people hopping from one party to the other, and they're all in their 20s and 30s. You know, so that's when it's happening. I mean, I think that's when people socialize the most.
I mean, I guess. I feel like, though, it's how you spend your time.
Yeah, it's the person. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I like when I'm whatever age, let's say I have a family, I would want to have a house and have people at my house and entertain there. I probably won't be, I don't know that people that age are hopping around necessarily. They're probably just staying in one place.
Right. But you will have to hang out with people that also have families and kids.
Maybe.
And stuff.
I mean,
because otherwise it's hard for people to connect. I mean, look, you'll have your best friends always.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But you'll find that most of, you know, until the kids leave the house, that you're going to be around people with kids and stuff. And it's
I think also that, like, your version of fun probably evolves over time. Like, yeah, what fun looks like changes, but it's still fun.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I do think a vacation would be fun. I just have to pick whoever I want to go with, and that's it. So, you know, you have to wonder, because you have different kinds of friends, you know. I mean, who do you take to Hawaii, you know?
Well, are you going to do it? Or because you've been talking about this for 6 months.
I know, Jen, but I've been talking about it for 3 years, actually.
Oh, boy.
Since my last vacation.
Oh, boy.
But look, one is entitled to dream and fantasize, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. So now, when you go to a pool party, do you usually know the person that throws the party? Or sometimes you just get invited by someone else?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't know who's throwing the party, but you go there and you meet them and stuff. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go to, like, hotel pool parties, right?
Sometimes.
Or people in general, not you necessarily, but there are cool pool parties. And, yeah, I mean, you look at it, and it's all young people. What the hell am I going to do there? So that's why I don't go to pool parties like that. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I just I got up like late, you know. So then, what do? You know, my whole day is ruined. But that's the way I am. Anyway, I don't know if I should drill you about the date or anything. Do you want to talk about
it? It's fine. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Awesome. It's okay.
Okay. Cool. So let's hear about it. Is it somebody that you met some time ago, or is it new?
I actually met him on a dating app. 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
And he and I, like, spoke a little bit, and then I just stopped responding because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And then he tried again, like, a couple weeks ago, like, to have the conversation, and I just wasn't having it. I just didn't even write back.
Really? Did you remember him at all?
Well, yeah. And then actually what happened was he was one of the co-hosts on the radio show that Lauren and I went to last week.
Okay.
And so on air, they called him out, and they read our conversation out loud, and it was hysterical to, like, hear the things he said to me and sit next to him while we were all reading it. Right. And then the main host of that show was like, would you go out with him now that you've actually met him in person? Mm-hmm. So I said yes. And so we went out last night, and it was really nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, this happened because you met in person. Otherwise, there's no way somebody would have, or that you would have remembered someone from 6 months ago.
I mean, I don't think that if we hadn't gone out in 6 months, I wouldn't have just gone out with him all of a sudden. But I met him in person, and I, like, you know.
That was nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. You see how you never know where you're gonna meet someone, you know?
Exactly.
Life is full of surprises.
It sure is.
Right.
Cool. So, yeah, we had a good time.
Very cool. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
And before we go on, mention the guest. I think she was trying to call earlier, but just as we started the show.
Oh.
So we have a guest on the phone that's going to be calling in a few minutes, and I just want to preface that so you people know when someone calls in.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I got some email from listeners in, where was it? Belarus. Have you heard of Belarus?
Russia?
Yeah. It's like a former Russia or something. Yeah. Former Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Here comes our guest. So let's go ahead and take that. And we're going to be talking to Lisa Dwoskin. Lisa, are you here with us? Lisa? Wait a minute. Somebody must have done something to the board. Lisa?
No, it's Millie.
It's Millie?
Sam had encouraged that I call in. I've done a show with him once before. I'm in Canada.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Millie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry. We were expecting a guest, and you called in. So I thought you were the guest. Millie, can I ask you to call in about 15 minutes or so? I'd love to talk to you. Awesome.
Okay, that's not a problem. I just didn't know when you wanted me to call in, so I saw some cues, and I tried to go in, and I thought I didn't know when.
No, it's an impromptu call, which I like. That's pretty cool. And but I just want to keep the line open because our guest is going to call in any moment.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Millie.
I'll call back in about 15.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care, bye-bye.
Bye. This is funny because this is a woman I met online. And, oh, there comes the call. It looks like from Florida. So that's probably Lisa. Good morning. You're on the air. Is this Lisa?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Lisa Dwoskin. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Good. So we're sitting here waiting for your call, and we just picked up another call we thought was you. But but there you are, Lisa. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling you from Miami, Florida, actually Hollywood Beach, Florida, but I'm in my car staring at the beautiful ocean as we speak.
So how long have you lived there, all your life?
I was born and raised in Miami. I moved a couple times to California and Boston. I went to college, but ended up at University of Miami and ended up living back in Florida. I just love it too much.
Oh, wow. I don't blame you. That's pretty cool. So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
Well, I owned a huge health club, spa and salon, for about 13 years. And when I opened it, I wanted to have a place to transform people, mind, body, spirit. I've always been a fitness expert, and I've been a fitness expert on a couple TV shows, and I studied exercise physiology, but then I also studied psychology, and I found that there's too many people in our society that want to look good physically, but they don't feel good on the inside. They don't transform their mind or their spirit, so they could look great on the outside, but that's not what will make them happier, find inner peace or love themselves. So I like to transform people from the inside out and not just the outside.
That's cool. So you started all this from fitness, and then you decided you're going to do something more holistic where you're going to include the mind as well as the body.
Because when I opened my gym, I had about 2,000 members there, and I found that so many people were struggling through divorce, death of a loved one, financial troubles, whatever they were going through. And I noticed that they were all needing something more than just the physicality of exercise. So I ended up selling my business a couple of years ago after 13 years. It was too stressful. I have two young kids, toddlers. So I decided to write a book, and I published the book, and I'm still a personal trainer, but now I'm more of a life coach. And in my book, I talk about how people need to do more than just exercise. And meditation is my thing now that I'm teaching in seminars while I'm promoting my book, of just teaching people how to quiet their mind and listen to their spirit to find their true path in life or their destiny or their actual happiness.
Sounds good. Now, where did you get all that information? I mean, how did you learn about all this to be able to put it in a book?
Well, in the book, I talk about losing my loved one, who I thought was my soulmate, in my mid-20s. And when he got killed, I went through a lot of different feelings, of course, like anyone who loses a loved one. And I was searching, and I was always into self-help because, like I said, and University of Miami, I got a degree in psychology. And so I was always into the mind. But then through, of course, trials and tribulations of life and experience and what you go through, I lost a loved one. And then through my business, it was very stressful. And then I went through a divorce and a heart surgery and just so many things that we all go through, and I needed to find a way to help myself get through everything. And I actually found a CD when my boyfriend got killed, and it taught me how to meditate. And then the meditate I tied in with the exercise. And then, of course, I've always been into nutrition. And it just became a total package of healing. And then I would help people because I've always been into helping others. The more people I would help, the way I help myself, the more I realized, wow, there's something to this, and the whole world needs healing. And if it worked for me and it worked for my friends, it could work for anybody.
That's true. It makes sense. Wow. So let's talk a little bit about the book. Jen, you have a copy of it.
I do.
What's it called?
I'm actually very excited to read it. Metamorphosize.
Metamorphosize, the transformation within. When did you publish the book, Lisa?
I wrote the book. It actually took me 8 weeks to write the book. It's not a huge book, but it usually takes longer to write a book. Yeah. I published it last year, November. Mm-hmm. So it's been, what, 6, 7, 8 months. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, when I sold my gym, the wellness center that I had owned for 13 years, all in a matter of 4 weeks, I sold a business that I had owned for 13 years. I left my husband that I had been with for 13 years. And I moved from one part of town in Miami to the beach and moved my kids into another school. And it just was kind of something that manifested. And I believe so much when you do meditate and you are in touch with your truth and your spirit and you are listening to the universe guide you with signs, you find your path and your destiny. So I moved out to the beach, and I had to take time off after my heart surgery, and I couldn't exercise, which was kind of my escape. And I wrote the book, and it came together, and I just feel that it was destiny meant to be that I could help myself and help others. So I highly recommend people to meditate and quiet their mind and listen to their spirit in order to know what to do in their lives.
Yeah, no, that's true. So do you give, like, your own meditation techniques and things like that?
Yeah, in the book I talk about that, and I go over a lot of ways that people could get through different ups and downs. And Jen, your mother was in one of my seminars, which, by the way, she's a wonderful person.
Thank
she's
you.
She's awesome.
Oh, wow. She said the same about you.
thank you. Thank you. She came, and it was funny because I had never met her before. They just happened to show up, her and a friend of hers. And in the seminars that I teach in Florida, and I'm hoping to be teaching all over the U.S. and the world eventually, in the seminar, I give people a questionnaire, and I ask them 5 questions. And it's funny because if you think about it, even the two of you, if you think about what is your passion or what are your fears, people really don't sit down and think about it. They have a lot of fears. We all have a lot of fears. We all have a lot of passions. But do we live our lives following our passion? And do we work on letting go of our fears? So in the seminars, I teach people how they need to sit down and think about, are you living the life you want to live, or are you just going through the motions of life like a robot?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. You need awareness. And so you're here to say that meditation will help you with that awareness.
For sure. Meditation quiets the mind. And the problem with our society is everybody's on their cell phone, their computer, they're with their loved ones, they're doing everything, the hustle and bustle of life, and they're not taking time for just themselves. And it's funny because so many of my clients will say, oh, well, I don't have time. But if you have time to go out and drink a beer or have a glass of wine or have dinner or go for a run or exercise, of course, we all have 10 minutes of our day to quiet our mind and turn off the noise and listen to our inner self and heal our inner self. Everybody has 10 minutes. So I highly recommend that they meditate. And you had asked me earlier, in the book do I go over meditation? I do, and that's a big question that many people ask. How do you meditate? There is no specific way. There's no right way or wrong way. What I tell people that I meet is just get on your computer and Google guided meditation, and 2,000 different meditations will come up. Just pick whatever you like, a pretty picture or Oprah Winfrey, Deepak Chopra, whatever it is you're into. Hit it, put your headphones on for 10 minutes and listen to a guided meditation, which will help you learn how to meditate. Like, for example, Jen, your mom hadn't meditated before, and she didn't think she can meditate. But once I played a guided meditation, I actually played Dr. Brian Weiss.
She loves Brian Weiss.
Have you heard?
Yeah.
What?
She loves Brian Weiss. I actually grew up knowing his name from her.
That's right. She did. She did mention that she knew him, many lives, many masters. And his CD is so relaxing, and his voice is so monotone. It just puts you right to sleep. And she almost fell asleep, and everybody did. So it's, if you have a guided meditation helping you, anybody, no matter how A-type personality they are, or how much they have going on in their lives, can learn. And yes, meditation will help you to love yourself and quiet your mind and start being more aware of raising your level of consciousness and relaxing more.
Sounds good. So I mentioned that improved your life. And so, I mean, all the stuff that you mentioned that you went through, I mean, my God, you know, I guess you would have to find some kind of way to you know, to just separate yourself from the world for even a few minutes a day so mm-hmm. you can actually focus on what you feel.
For sure. And and it's funny because we all go through so much. And the problem is so many people turn to alcohol, to drugs, to prescription pills. And my drug of choice, believe it or not, was exercise, which I'm not saying exercise is bad, but the way I used exercise when I was a fitness competitor was not a healthy way. Although I wasn't anorexic or bulimic, I wasn't like having a serious problem, but I wasn't seeing the things that were going on in my life that were making me so unhappy. I wasn't aware of what was going on because every time I would get upset or stressed, I would go for a run, go do a spinning class, like go teach a class, anything I could do to escape listening to my truth and my spirit of my marriage crumbling. My business was starting to change because my heart wasn't in it anymore. And I wasn't spending enough time with my kids. So it took me getting hurt to sit back and not be able to escape to something because I've never, thank God, been into drugs or alcohol as an escape. And then I sat down, and when I would meditate, I realized, wow, there's something not right, off balance in my life. And the more I would meditate and the more I would quiet my mind and slow down my life, the more I was able to make the changes in my life that have brought me to where I am now, which is so much happier and on the right path. So I think anybody could do that if they would just sit back and be more aware and listen to their inner voice, their intuition.
Right. Well, sounds good to me. People can find out more information at lisadwoskin.com. Last name's D-W-O-S-K-I-N, and the book is Metamorphosize, The Transformation Within. And you guys can find the book on her website, and I'm sure in other places where books are sold, right?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I also have a Facebook fan page called Body by Lisa, or it's bblfitness.com. And on there, I give nutritional advice and exercise, mind, body, spirit. And I have a weekly newsletter. They can sign up at lisadwoskin.com. Mm-hmm. And it's free just to get your life started on the right path of meditation, mind, body, spirit. And thank you for pronouncing my last name correctly. Good job.
I don't see how it could be pronounced any other way, but okay, you know.
I've never heard it pronounced right, actually.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
I can't wait to read your book.
Thank you. Let me know how you like it.
I will.
Great. And give our regards to Jan also.
Say hi to my mom.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I will. Take care. Thank you so much, Lisa. Have a beautiful day.
You too, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the thing, is that people keep telling you, you got to meditate, you got to, you know, shut everything down.
Right.
And focus, you know. So.
I need to do that. I make time for other things. I should make time for that.
Yeah. I would imagine if you do yoga, you probably would get into meditation.
Well, they sort of like start you off like with a meditation and then you end in sort of a meditation. But it's not the same thing as like just being still on your own.
Right.
And then also there's like transcendental meditation where you do it like twice a day. And I think it's just a really good habit to get into. And they say, like, it's not going to be easy. You know, it's not going to be comfortable. You're not going to like it.
Really?
And then you just get used to it. And then you, like, get to a place where it's almost like you just, like, you sit and your mind shuts off. It happens for 10 minutes. You can set a timer. And then you go on with the rest of your day. You're energized. It's, like, almost better than sleeping.
Yeah. Wow.
Gives you clarity. You become self-aware.
So it actually works, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you see, you know what I just saw? Billy Joel ties the knot for the fourth time. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yeah. He just, let's see if he already got married or if he is getting married. No, he's married with a woman named Alexis Roderick, and she's 34, he's 66. I guess, you know, when you've got the money and the fame, you can get anybody. But he's, you know, I mean, he's pretty talented and stuff. But, you know, 66 and 34, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, if you were proposed by Billy Joel, I would imagine it doesn't matter how old you are, you would say yes.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. So for the fourth time, I mean, this guy was married to Christy Brinkley. And I don't know who else he was married to, but
you gotta wonder why four times? Like, what's going on there? Yeah. That you know.
I think the problem is, look, I mean, there's people that would have like, let's say, four different relationships, and we wouldn't say anything,
right?
So it's just maybe a serial marrier, you know? I mean, some people just like to. But let me take the call because this is Millie calling back, and we're gonna talk to her. Millie, hi, are you there? Millie? I don't know why she's not hearing us. Oh, there. The call just got disconnected, so she'll call back. Yeah, the first time also. We didn't hear her. I don't know. But anyway, Millie is interesting. Let me just introduce her real quick. Okay, hold on. Hi, Millie. Are you with us?
I'm with you, Sam. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you so much for calling in. So let me just brief everybody on how we actually met. We never met in person. But through Facebook.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. And I wanted to brief Jen and the listeners that Millie contacted me on Facebook and said, I think your identity was compromised.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So make long story short, what she did was she actually Googled my pictures. Now, where did she find my pictures? She found them on a dating site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was on a dating site, and she suspected that the person was not who he said he was. And he posted all kinds of pictures. So she started doing some research. Right, Millie?
That's right.
Yeah. So tell us what happened then. So you saw my pictures. Now, what made you think that he wasn't who he said he was?
Well, there were a couple of things. So first one being, he was on Christian Mingle.
Right.
And he used your photos, right. And he said he was from Norway.
Right. And I don't look like someone from Norway.
No, you don't. Well, that was the first clue, you know? There were a lot of spelling mistakes. Wow. The grammar was off. And those are usually red flags for somebody not being who they say they are.
True.
But my purposes were... to be on there was actually I was doing some research for a book that I'm writing.
Right.
And I just knew that he wasn't who he said he was, and I was actually waiting for that line to come
We had swapped phone numbers, and I hadn't called. He asked me to call, and he called me. And as soon as I had that number, I traced it, and it's a rerouting number. It was from New Jersey, and that happens quite often. So what happens is, unsuspecting, you know, somebody doesn't know, I would be calling New Jersey with that area code, right. But New Jersey then reroutes it, in this case, to Africa.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes. And so, you know, I thought, you know what? This isn't right for somebody to be taken advantage of. And I didn't know who you were at the time.
Right.
So first of all, I contacted the administrator, shut him down. Great. Then I started Google imaging your photos, because there's a way that you can search for faces,
right, for pictures.
How do you do that?
And I didn't know that until you told me. It's very easy. When you search for it, it asks you either to give a link to the image or to upload it or something, right?
Yes. Okay. Now, most of the photos that will be recognized is if they are usually a high-profile person, model, somebody whose face is recognized. So what you do is you have to have your Google open and you have their pictures open. And what you would do is just drag it in.
Oh.
And it should fetch on to the image. And then whatever face recognition that it does, it pulls up a bunch of photos. Now, none of the photos of Sam came up of the personal ones. But the professional one that you use, that one came up right away.
Right.
So I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to give this gentleman a call, but he might think I'm just, you know, out to lunch or something. So I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah.
So I left you a message, and I thought, okay, he's going to think I'm crazy. I thought, maybe I'll follow up with an email. And you responded, and you said, you know, if I remember correctly, just show me what you have. And I just blasted you with everything.
I know. It was amazing. And those were actually Facebook pictures that they found. And
I mean, how do people that steal your identity, like, choose who they want to be? I'm so curious about that. Like, how did they find Sam?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, I don't think they were per se looking for Sam.
Right.
They were looking for a public figure, somebody that looked polished, professional photo, that, you know, when most women get the photograph, you'd be like, oh, wow, you know, he's handsome. You're welcome. That's what they're looking for. And most people don't know, first of all, they don't know how to Google image.
Right.
And second of all, I mean, in this day and age, there's more recognition coming out, but people just aren't aware of what's going on out there. And so from that, I'm still collecting data on a book. I've actually sort of gone into another field, so to speak. I am now going into profiling, and I'm studying some district attorneys and former FBI agents. So what I'm doing is getting some actual profiling of people, behaviors, patterns, things that, you know, that you might not notice right away, but if you pull back and you make your notes, you know, you take some time to look at what's going on around you, things will become very clear very quickly.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty fascinating. I mean, so you had that detective instinct in you the whole time.
A little bit. Well, my family does come from military, so maybe that's a little bit from there.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Millie, where in Canada do you live?
I live in central Ontario, a town or city called Peterborough, which is about an hour from Toronto.
Oh, okay. So that's nice. So that's so you're more on the east side of things.
Yeah, like where I live, it's more captured for a quality of life. We've got beautiful settings. We've got over 100 walking trails. We have recreational opportunities, agricultural base. Two major post-secondary institutions are here. It's just a sort of a different lifestyle. Like, I was listening to Linda before I came on, and I completely agree with her.
You mean Lisa?
Yes,
Dwoskin.
I mean, she's hit the nail right on the head that we need time to disconnect. And oftentimes, we don't know this until we actually attempt it.
Right.
So I myself, a couple of weeks ago, I went on a retreat, a silent retreat. And everybody thought to me, you know, said to me, you're crazy. You're going to go crazy. You know, 3 days not speaking, but it was the best thing I could have ever done.
Wow.
But it, you know what she says, to be on your journey. Everyone needs to come to that point themselves. I mean, you can point it out to somebody, have facts, have data, have whatever you like, but until that person actually internalizes it, it'll never happen.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, people have to have that awareness, and sometimes it takes many years to arrive at that, you know. So not everybody has that enlightenment at an early age necessarily. But I guess everybody has to go through their own journey in order to arrive, you know, at these points where you're aware of what's going on and you actually do something about it.
And I am sort of in line with Lisa when she was talking about in 8 weeks all these catastrophes happening to her.
Right.
I sort of went through the same thing where it wasn't a personal catastrophe, more with, I guess, the kids. And no thought whatsoever. Just, you know what, we're doing it. That's it. Done. Pack and we're gone.
Wow.
And it was radical, yes. It took a lot of time to adapt, to acclimate. But I'm glad that I have done it.
Yeah.
And I do feel what she says. If you look in the universe for the signs, the signals, if you're paying attention, you'll see it.
Yeah. So are you still writing the book, Millie? You were talking about a book.
I am. Yes, I am. And I am going to be dedicating it to you.
Wow. Can
yes.
you believe it?
Yes, I will be dedicating
wow.
it to you.
What's the book going to be about?
Well, it's going to be all about dating, men.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow. I'm
yeah.
so flattered. I mean, my God, Millie, that's really nice.
Yeah. No, not a problem. There's also going to be a section in there for, and I, you know, apply it to men and women, but self-care.
Mm.
Because I think that's one thing we don't know enough about, or we don't do enough of.
That's
and everybody is different. You know, Lisa, she talked about meditation. Well, I've started yoga.
Yeah.
Everybody's, you know, differently. And for me, I feel the difference if I miss a day.
Wow.
And I actually go into a structured studio to do it.
I see. So it has a pretty profound effect on your life. And wow, that's like exercise, you know, when you exercise and then you miss a day or two, you feel like you're falling behind.
Yeah. And, you know, how can you really portray the best portion of you on the outside
right.
when you're not feeling it on the inside?
Right.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, you need to glow from within.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's totally the opposite of... Billy Crystal used to have a thing on Saturday Night Live, and he would say, I'd rather look good than feel good. You know, he was impersonating... I forgot who it was, but it was so funny, you know. And you think about it, then you go, you know, some people are like that, you know, but it's... But
I think as a people, we're all sort of like getting on the evolution of like ourselves. Like people are starting to want to become enlightened and starting to embrace yoga and meditation. And it's little by little, more people are talking about it.
Yeah, like spirituality
yeah.
and things like that. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So Millie, when can we expect the book to come out? I mean, I would love a book about dating.
I have a publisher after me right now. She may be listening. I don't know. I'm hoping to get it done very soon because I am near the end of what I am researching.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a matter of putting, you know, all into the computer, typing it up, and that's going to be the longest part of it, and then sending it off. So I'm hoping by Christmas. That's
oh,
my
nice.
Goal by Christmas.
Great.
Nice. Well, Millie, we'll definitely want to promote it when it comes out. We'll want to read it and everything. So do stay in touch. I really appreciate you staying in touch after all these months and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah. No, not a problem.
It's really cool. No, we're friends on Facebook now, so we know what we're up to.
Yes. I no longer am on Facebook. I've just sort of shut that down because you can get into a lot of trouble on there, not saying from yourself, but there are a lot of these unwanted people that are infiltrating,
right.
You know, what happened to you. And I've just decided, you know what, I'm not going to go there on that. And really, like what you said earlier, you're not going to meet anybody of substance
right.
in one of these settings.
Yeah. No,
very rare.
True.
It's very rare.
Very rare. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, were you successful at all on the website or did you just decide that's it?
No, I did hook up. with somebody I went to high school with many years ago. It was regarding a school reunion. Uh-huh. And I liked him. I liked him very much in high school, but nothing ever happened. And so we sort of decided to give it a try, and we did. But I ended that. That lasted about 2.5 years. We just had completely different lifestyles. You know, I'm going in one direction, and he on his journey, but he, I don't think, really has much of an interest to continue the path that I'm going. Yeah. So it's better to part than, you know, and to let it go and to find something else, something better.
Yeah. And I find, you know, people change. It's like you can't go back to the days of school, high school and all that. You know, people change. People are totally different when they grow up.
That's true. You know, and when something's broken, it's broken for a reason.
Right, right. Yeah, either that or, you know, or whatever. I mean, people are just like... you know, like I was thinking about this with my brother. We used to be like, when we were kids, we were like very close. We were each other's lives pretty much, you know. And now now we see each other a lot, but I mean, well, more because my parents are here now. We weren't seeing as much of each other before that. But it's like we've taken different paths. We're so different now, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's a bad thing, you know. I mean, people just change, you know,
and
whoever you got along with as a kid is not necessarily going to happen when you grow up, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. What's that saying? You know, you come into someone's life for a reason or a season.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's actually reason, season, or a lifetime. One of those three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Millie, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
It was a pleasant surprise.
No, thank you.
And
good luck with the book.
Yeah. Is there anything else
thank
you want
very
to
much.
Anything else you want to promote at this time?
Well, I mean, I do have a title for my book, and I'm just going to keep it a little bit quiet for now, hoping that it's okay.
Okay.
But other than that, like I am doing writings on my business. I've just completed a chapter for a recognized real estate expert in a book that he's writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I am doing writings on different areas in life, but I find that I do enjoy it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's the important thing, you know, is to do what you love, and everything else, everything else is secondary. All right, well, Millie from Canada, thank you so much for calling us. And
thank you.
Yeah, so have you given up on the online dating scene, or are you meeting people in a different way now?
Pretty much. I pretty much have given up on it. I mean, there's always the off chance, but my route would be to actually go to a professional matchmaker where they meet the people, and based on their interests and their needs and goals, that they match them that way.
Right. And
I
that
find
makes
that
sense.
That's much more successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, much success and much luck to you, Millie. And
thank you to you as well.
Of course. And stay in touch, please, will you?
I will for sure. You too, Sam.
And I'm extremely flattered to have a dedication in the book. I mean, I would never expect
it. Definitely. Okay.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Strange world, huh? It's amazing how things happen sometimes.
Definitely is.
You know? I mean, we met under, like, totally, like, unusual circumstances. And, it's funny. So anyway, folks, we're out of time. No time to talk about America's favorite fast food chain. Do you know what it is?
No.
Do you have any idea? Chick-fil-A, which, when they first brought it to L.A. a couple of years ago, people were standing in line outside. And I thought, gee, this must be really good, right?
Have you had it?
Went and tried it once. I thought, this is what they make a big deal about?
I think it's good, but they have some issues and, like, controversy within the company because aren't they?
Because of the politics, right?
Yeah.
But people seem to like their food, you know, so that seems to be the number one. Highest ranking, I guess, according to American Customer Satisfaction Index Restaurant Report. So that's what that is. And then a Texas alligator attacks a man and kills him because the man was sort of like imitating him and stuff, you know. So then he was jumped in the. He's like, screw the signs, you know. It's like no swimming. There's alligators.
Goodness.
Here. It's like
people and
the
their
sign.
Choices.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, thank you all for joining us. Always fun. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa Dwoskin, for calling in. Check out lisadwoskin.com. And Millie, of course, fan of the show. And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.